Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Minster High School for game number two of our long high school basketball campaign here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Tonight, the expected-to-be powerhouse Division IV Minster Lady Wildcats take on Salina. Minster Division IV, Salina Division II. Minster 1-0 on the year with a lopsided triumph over Kaleida this past weekend. Meanwhile, Salina is 1-1. Salina, a loss to Coldwater, a victory over St. Henry, 26-25. Minster Wildcats, Chuck, loaded. Virtually all five starters back, or five young ladies who played a lot of minutes last season. Meanwhile, Salina is very youthful. It is a young team under a second-year head coach.
Now, they don't have any seniors. They've got three juniors. Everybody else are sophomores and freshmen. So, you know, you get your learning curve in there, and you're going to take your lumps early. But, you know, if you listen to the coach and you do what you need to do, you're going to get better. I think they've got themselves really overmatched tonight. But my opinion is that Minster, I can't imagine there's a better Division IV girls basketball team in the state of Ohio.
For sure in this region, Minster would seem to be the class of the region based on what we saw last year in Division IV, and given what we know about returning players from the various schools. We have seen Division III and a Division IV Fort Loramie in a game two nights ago. But Minster would certainly be the favorite in this region of Division IV high school basketball on the girls' side in the state of Ohio. Mike West, with 23 years of coaching basketball in Minster, including 19 as the JV girls' head coach, is the new varsity coach for the Wildcats here in 2016-17. Mike replaces Nan Stecksholey, who was a legend here at Minster. She had 27 years of coaching, nearly three decades, 440 wins at Minster, 18 sectional championships, 9 district, 3 regional, 2 state, another nearly 90 wins down at Oak Hill High School in the southern part of the state before coming to Minster. Indeed,
Mike Wiss, who's got a lot of experience under his belt, still has some pretty big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill here at Minster.
Well, you know what impresses me the most about Coach Dexcholte is that she did. A lot of coaches leave when they know the cupboard is bare. She left a powerhouse, yeah, and that shows somebody who doesn't, yeah, have an ego for this thing. She was doing it for the girls.
Yeah, very well said, Chuck. I like your point. In fact, we'll hear from head coach Mike Wiss in just a few minutes. We interviewed him at the half of the Anna Minster football game in week 10 of the regular season. We spoke to him at the intermission, and he talked about the fact that the cupboard is not bare and that he learned so much from Nan and other head coaches under whom he served here at Minster. High school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got action coming up for you tomorrow night. Our first boys game of the 2016-17 season. Anna at Fort Loramie tomorrow night. Tip off at 8. We're on the web online at 7:40. And then girls action on Saturday afternoon in the Shelby County League, Chuck, promises to be perhaps a precursor of what's to come. Might be an early season championship game, so to speak. Jackson Center and Rushi girls collide. Two of the top teams on the girls' side of the ledger in the Shelby County League, especially given the returning players from those two teams. So that should be quite a contest. Tip off 2:30 Saturday afternoon. On the web online at 2:10. Then Saturday night, it's St. Henry from the back against Rushi from the Shelby County League in our second boys webcast of the season. 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time on Saturday night. Looking forward to it. All of a sudden, the calendar turns from November to December. Basketball kicks in, and the weather changes. We're outside in shirt sleeves a couple days ago. Today, we didn't want to go outside at all to check what it was like.
Now, I put a sweater on today. I'm kind of a sissy when it comes to the weather.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast, which also underwrites our halftime segment. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors for you: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finished in 2 years, go just one night a week. Bookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, not far from Goffney's. At Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both of which came on board last March during our high school basketball tournament. Thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions, Adams Tech Solutions, Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. Chuck, you mentioned the cupboard not bare at Minster. Courtney Pringer, a monster in the post, 6'2", only a sophomore. In fact, I
talked to her about 15, 20 minutes ago, and I said, Courtney, you've been redshirted at least once, haven't you? She's already a second-year player, a lot of minutes last year, started many games as a freshman, but she returns, and a host of other names we recognize, Allie Fisher, Lindsay Retkerman, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borderding. I didn't mention Taylor Kogi, a 6-foot junior. She was the leading scorer in the first game, scoring 4 points in the 53-29 win by Minster over Kalida this past weekend.
Well, I'm going to go back to Courtney Pringer, 6'2 sophomore. We saw her play real early in the season last year, and I'm thinking she's got some talent, but she's definitely a project. By the end of the year, when we saw them down at Vandalia playing in the regional, that girl had improved more than I could even imagine she improved. Yeah. Her footwork was 10 times better, her touch around the basket, and if she hadn't gotten in foul trouble last year, I'm not sure they wouldn't have made it to Columbus last year.
Yeah, exactly, I agree. Before the Minster Anna football game, Chuck, 10th week of the high school football season, I was here early that night, and guess who was outdoors in dusk?
Yeah.
On the court on the Minster campus here, shooting free throws outdoors in the wind at dusk, breeze affecting the flight of the ball, difficult to even see the rim because the sun was setting. The Courtney Pringer was shooting free throws and making many more than she was missing.
Well, that's how you get better. I mean, you can get and pick up games, you can do all that kind of stuff, but your individual work that you do in the off season is what makes you an outstanding player, and it's obvious the girl has enough heart that she wants to be as good as she can be.
I recalled that, and she blushed and said, yeah, that was me. And then she said, if I can make him outdoors in the elements, I can surely make him inside.
No doubt about that. That's a fact.
As we noted a few minutes ago, Mike Wiss, a UD grad and longtime girls JV basketball coach here at Minster, guides the varsity program this year. He learned a lot from former head coach Nan Stecksholey, and Mike said he's shifting chairs on the Minster bench, moving one more to the left.
One of those chairs that we sit in is 18 inches wide, and I've moved 18 inches, but it feels like I went 10 miles. Because now I used to go to practice with JV coach and tell me what I need to do, coach.
Yeah.
And now today I'm the guy that this is what we're going to do.
Right.
I learned a lot from Dan. I really did. I learned a lot from coaching with Mike Lee and Mike Ernst when Mike, the first couple years in boys. You don't. To a guy that enjoys basketball, baseball, football, to be underneath. I worked with Garen Stokes. I worked with Nate Moore in football, Mike Lee and Nan in basketball. When you enjoy sports and you work under good people, you learn something every day.
Sure.
And if I can take a couple things from what all those people I just mentioned, make a couple of those things work, and we do have good kids.
Yes.
So, you want to talk cliches, the cupboard's not bare in Minster.
I was going to say, do you have any talent returning, Mike?
There is, Jack, there is.
And as we said, Courtney Pringer starts in the middle, a 6'2" sophomore. She was in foul trouble in the Wildcats opener when Minster defeated Kalida. Pringer had 8 in that game. Taylor Kogi, a JV player a year ago, a junior this season, came off the bench and pumped in 14. Lindsay Retkerman had 13. Meanwhile, Salina, a mark of 1-1 so far. Leading scorers for Salina, Lauren Jackson, a 5'8 junior, and Maddie Lupke, a 6-foot sophomore. We've got the full starting lineups coming up for you in just a moment or two. It's girls high school basketball here tonight. Game 2 of our long high school basketball season of webcasts on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Again, this is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at Minster High School. It's our second high school basketball webcast of the season. And we will follow the eastern part of the Midwest Athletic Conference and the Shelby County League plus Sydney High and Lehman Catholic right through the tournament in March. Boys and girls programs both. And we'll cover as many as 80 regular season and tournament games for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster Lady Wildcats being introduced. Allie Fisher at guard, 5'7" junior. She's joined by Lindsay Redgerman, who averaged 8 points a game last year. She's a 5'10" senior. Rosie Westerbeck at 10 a game 1 season ago, a 5'10" senior. Allie Borderding, 5'9", a senior, also in the opening five. And Courtney Klinger, 10 points a game last season for Minster, 6'2", and a sophomore. New head coach, as we have mentioned a few times already, is Mike Liss. Mike, 23 years coaching in the Minster system, 19 years as the girls' junior varsity head coach at Minster. Opening five for the Salina Bulldogs under head coach Steve Bader, who is in year number two as the mentor of the Salina program. Nearly 20 years in all coaching at Salina, 35 years teaching for Steve. Cassidy Fark starts at a guard, 5'9", and a junior. Cassidy Fark at a guard position. Lauren Jackson at a wing, a junior, 5'8" tall, as we know, the top scorer on the team. Brooke Robbins, a 5'6", sophomore at a guard. Bailey Exman, a sophomore at 5'9". And Maddie Lubke, a sophomore at 6 feet tall, second leading scorer on the team. Chuck, to say that Salina is young is an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you get your lumps, but you got to learn. You got to listen, you got to learn, and you got to get better. And that's all they can do at this point.
And to say that to be the best, you've got to beat the best. Well, Salina is following that to a T tonight, tackling Minster in game three of the season. Opening tip-off to start the game, knocked out of bounds by Salina. And Minster will pitch it in play on the far side. It's Lindsay Reckerman.
And they're going to open in a 2-3, so they're going to have to run their zone offense.
Ball thrown to Borgerding in the corner. Back out on top to Allie Fisher. Near side to Rosie Westerbeck. Long, high-arching three. Overshoots it. No good. Weak side rebound. Saved inbounds by Minster. Off the player from Salina. It will be Minster possession. 14 seconds gone. Good bounce pass. Westerbeck hits a cutter gliding down the lane. It's caught 6 feet away by Borgerding, and she drops it through.
Good inbounds play underneath the Minster hoop. 2-0. Lady Wildcats have the lead. Here's Salina, full court to our right. Ball bounced into the post to Exman. She's double teamed. Tries to squeeze a pass away to Lubke in tight quarters. It's tied up, ruled a jump. Arrow favors Salina, which gets the ball to the right. 2-0 Minster, opening minute of play. Ball being inbounded by Lauren Jackson. Oh, good feed right in front. Caught by Lubke. Missed it from 5 feet away. Rebound down to Borgerding and Minster. She scoots down the left side of the floor. Veers into the corner. Outside to Westerbeck. To Rutkerman. Into the post to Pringer. On the arc to Fisher. Who shoots a pass to the cutter. Westerbeck right in front. 8 foot banker. Bullseye. She's got it.
First time down, they settle because you can get that three anytime you want against a zone. That was a nice job of ball movement.
Rosie Westerbeck tallied 2. 4-0 Minster. 6:52 left here in the opening quarter. Salina tries to bring it up the court against Minster pressure, and the Wildcats slap it out of bounds on the far side. Salina will attempt again. Maddie Lubke with the honors. Deals to Brooke Robbins, who dashes down the left side, picked up by Westerbeck. And what do we have here? Out of bounds is the Salina player. Tight defense caused it. Turnover Salina, Minster ball. Fisher at midcourt. 4-0 Wildcats. Outside the arc on the right, it's Redgerman. Straight away Westerbeck against the Salina zone. Down into the left corner, it's fed to Fisher. Very high arching triple. Man, how about that? Not sure Allie intended to do that, Chuck, but she'll take the carom nonetheless.
The backcourt got away.
7-0 Minster, which steals the inbounds pass. Westerbeck to Pringer. On top to Reckerman. She shoots it from three-point land. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Westerbeck up and in. Westerbeck, very tenacious on the offensive glass. Sneaked in, snatched the rebound, and stuck it through. 9-0 Minster. Here's Salina, four-court left. It's Exman throwing wildly cross-court. Intercepted by Westerbeck. She's in route to the rim again. All the way down, driving hard and scoring for Minster. 11-0 in favor of the Wildcats. Salina in backcourt, it's Lubke. Up the near side to Jackson. Squeezes between two defenders. Tries to go cross-court. Angle pass, low in the left for Fark. Broken up by Minster. Stolen. Zipping down the floor, it's Borgerding. Near side pass to Fisher. Look out. Long three ball. A bomb. Good. The way outside. Allie Fisher connects. 14-0 Minster, Chuck. Off and rolling. Looks like a Minster football score.
Well, that's what they hope Saturday morning is 14-0 early. Yeah, they're shooting the ball well. Their defense is outstanding. And not sure why they didn't call a timeout to try to slow things down a little bit, but.
Well, I've been really impressed by Minster's long-range shooting here at the start, Chuck. If the Wildcats have had an Achilles heel to some degree the last couple seasons, it's maybe been the 15-foot jump shot for sure behind the arc, but not so tonight. Good sign for Minster. And that will change those zone defenses over the course of the season. If you want to sag and Courtney Pringer, and guard on the arc, well, you simply can't do both at the same time.
Well, and the problem for Salina is they're so overmatched, I don't think they can play man against them.
Right, I would agree. Salina ball, Brooke Robbins has got it outside the lane on the right. 14-0 lead, Minster. We played a little over 3 minutes opening quarter. Ball dealt to the cutter, Brooke Robbins. Scurries into the lane, missed it off the rim, no good. Rebound punched out, far side of the floor off Minster. Salina possession. Playmaker is Jackson. Lauren looks. Goes to Fark in the corner. Right back to Jackson. She dropped it. Minster reached in, pried it away, but maybe fouled. Personal foul, Minster Wildcats. Salina Bulldogs, far side of the court, will throw it in the person of Lauren Jackson. Salina in the road green. Salina in white across the chest, white numerals. Minster, the home white. A black and orange pattern down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Black numerals, with orange piping. Here's a Salina pass broken up, swiped on the play by Minster. Westerbeck hustles down the floor, gives it up to a teammate trailing Pringer, but not before Rosie took steps. She walked, and Salina gets it back.
Well, we saw Westerbeck as a freshman. She played at New Bremen, and we thought she was the best player on the floor, and she's only gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Salina inbounding against Minster's pressure. Ball knocked out of bounds. 10 players in backcourt. Minster guarding very tightly. It is inbounded 25 feet away to Emily Braun for Salina, who's checked in, a 5'3 sophomore. Braun gives it up to Lupke. To Braun, back to Lupke. Over the timeline, right in front, handoff near the Minster bench. Goes on the play to Jackson. Now to Fark, top of the key, dribble drive on the right side of the lane. Tries to reverse it, but her bounce pass is picked off, intercepted by Retkerman. She bolts down the floor, hard driving layup, short, no good. Rebound by Fark of Salina, knocked away by Minster. Westerbeck's got it, and she banks it in from 7 feet away. 16-10 in favor of Minster. Here's Salina in backcourt. I'm sorry.
You said 16-10.
I looked at that zero for Salina.
You just assumed maybe there'll be a one in front.
And I added a one in front. 16 zip, Minster in the lead, spinning a shutout right now. Here's a 3-point try, right corner by Salina. Long, no good, rebound Minster. Retkerman on the go, speeds down the floor, gives to Westerbeck. Baseline left, 15 footer, short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Salina's Maddie Lupke. Chest pass up ahead to Fark. 3:06 to go first quarter. On top to Braun. Braun picked up on the play by Taylor Kogi, who's in. Here's a deep right corner. Fadeaway three by Fark of Salina. Off the iron, no good. Rebound Pringer. Lee out to Westerbeck. To Fisher. Right back to Rosie. Rosie jumping, shooting. Three-pointer. Short, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Salina. A foul. Over the back committed, I think, by Pringer.
It was.
Who got in foul trouble, Mike Wiss told us before the game, in the Minster opener this year against Goleta. And if there's one thing Courtney's got to keep in mind, it's a little overly aggressive at times.
That was a silly foul there. She had no chance at all of getting that rebound.
Salina brings it up left side of the floor. Lauren Jackson. Oh, she's doubled. Sandwich at the timeline, but Minster reaches in and commits the personal. 2:37 left to go in the first quarter. 16 zip, Minster on top. Far side, Lauren Jackson inbound for Salina. Deals to Cassidy Fark. Haley Balmer in now for Minster. Balmer, a 5'8" junior. Here's a bounce pass by Salina out of bounds in the corner. And Minster will bring it down after the turnover. Balmer, 25 feet away. Goes on the play to Allie Borgerding. Out high right to Westerbeck. Across the top of the circle, Balmer. Coming out to catch is Borgerding. Left side pass to Westerbeck. And she chucks up a three. It rattles. Rim. Backboard no good. Rebound is jammed out of bounds in the right corner off of Minster. It is Salina possession. 2:02 left to go. First quarter. 16-0 Minster. Brooke Robbins in backcourt for the Bulldogs. Gives it up to Emily Braun. Being chased by Kogi at the timeline. Now a double team right in front of us. Trapped by Minster. Salina throws it off a Wildcat player's leg. And Fark will inbounds to our right. Top of the circle extended at side court. Westerbeck has checked out for Minster. On the floor now, Savannah Luthman, a 5'10 senior. Dribbling around to the left side of the key, it is Fark for Salina. On top to Brooke Robbins. Poked away by Borgerding. Loose ball, scrum for it. 1, 2, 3, 4 players on top of the leather. Arrow favors Minster. Minute 36 to go here in the first quarter. Looks like a Minster player might be shaken up slightly. Allie Borgerding rolling around and is being tended to by the Minster coaching staff. Minute 36 left in the first. Minster 16, Salina nothing. Gives us the chance to highlight one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Goffney Furniture. Don't miss out on big savings. High-quality furniture always at Goffney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. It's Route 47 west of I-75.
Looks like it's her shoulder. Maybe a dislocation. There's nothing more painful than that.
Yeah, Allie Borgerding hit the floor hard. And she's either got a nasty bruise or maybe a minor subluxation. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Allie Fisher with the ball for Minster. Gives it up high on the left to Balmer. Rotated to Reckerman. Right side Fisher coming out to catch for Minster is Balmer. Now Reckerman on top, fakes left, goes right, foul line runner in the air, off to the left, no good. Strong rebound down inside, up and in. Taylor Kogi gets the 2 points. Good aggressiveness on the offensive glass by Minster, including Kogi on that play. Minute to go in the first period, 18-0 Wildcats. Here's Salina at the top of the key. Ball is poked up in the air. It goes into backcourt. Minster tracks it down. No, Salina gets to it first. Over and back ruled against the Bulldogs. Minster possession down to her left, right in front of the Salina bench. Balmer will play it in. It goes to Fisher 25 feet away. Right side, Reckerman. Skip pass near side to Fisher. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Might have walked. Makes a bounce pass. Intercepted by Salina. Nicely done by Braun. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Ball whipped ahead to Fark on the arc. Checked there by Balmer. Fark with a bounce pass to Robbins. Robbins hands off to X-Men. Left side jump shot in the way behind the arc. Oh, it rimmed. Jackson couldn't get it to go. It was down in the well and snapped out. Here comes Fisher darting down the floor for Minster. Left corner pass to Reckerman. She shoots a triple. In and out, no good. It rimmed around and spun away. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Minster, and Salina will bring it down with 15.4 to go in the first. 18-0 Minster. Minster figures to be a real serious threat to win the girls' Division 4 regional in Southwest Ohio. Here's a bad pass by Salina. Steal by Minster at midcourt with two to go in the quarter. Here's a driving layup. Rimming on the play at the buzzer as Kogi couldn't get it to fall. Good effort by Minster. Kogi's shot circled the rim and came off as the buzzer sounded. We played one here at Minster. The Wildcats lead Salina 18-0 after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster 18, Salina nothing after one. Chuck, anything not to like about Minster so far?
No, they're just exactly what we thought we were going to see.
Yep.
here is Salina with the ball, forecourt to our right. Deep in the corner, Maddie Lupke's got it. Second leading scorer on the team. Feeds out on top to Bailey Exman. Off to Lauren Jackson. Drives on the right side of the lane. And good interference. Fine D near the backboard by Bringer. Shot missed. Reckman got it for Minster. She burst down the floor. Driving layup left short. Deflected by Salina. And it goes out of bounds to Minster.
Well, one thing we notice is that Minster's always been known for their tough defense, and they're still playing it.
And good inbound plays as well on that one. Reckman spotted Westerbeck cutting to the rim. And that's the second goal for her, Chuck, on an inbound set. Rosie Westerbeck.
Yep.
Two more for Rosie. 20 to zip in favor of Minster. Salina with the ball. Jackson deep right corner. Goes cross court on the pass. Intercepted by Fisher. She strides down the floor. Stops on the arc. Deals that inside of the plate of Bringer. Spins. And look is good. Six-footer by Courtney Bringer. As she goes to work in the post. The 6'2" sophomore nails it. 22 to nothing in favor of Minster. Minute 15 gone. Second period. Top of the circle, Brooke Robbins goes near side to X-Men, intercepted by Fisher. Oh, a neat pass on the plate of Pringer. Driving layup, 2-on-1 break, it's good, and a foul against Salina. Beautifully done by the Minster Wildcats.
Yeah, they play that trap defense so well. They jump into the passing lane with the steal, run the floor. Right now, it looks like midseason.
They have so much experience back to this Minster team. A lot of synergy on this club. Very good chemistry. Of course, Mike Wiss, the head coach, was on the bench as the assistant last year and the previous, 17 or so. So, yes, not a whole lot new to learn for Minster. It's just a continuation of last season. Young ladies with another year of experience under the belts.
Well, he's got to have a lot of energy because being the head baseball coach and the head basketball coach, that is two full-time jobs that he's taken on in the same year. I mean, that's impressive.
I said 17 as girls JV head coach. I should have said 19. 6:38 to go in the second, 24-0 in favor of Minster. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna is owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to assist small businesses in the region with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, virus spyware service, upgrades, custom builds, data recovery, tutoring, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville.
They're playing a 1-2-2. They're trapping. They got 6-2 Pringer up on the top. It's hard to throw the ball over top of her.
No doubt. Well, Pringer converted the three-point play after the timeout. She had made the fine layup, getting the assist from a teammate. Pringer can the free throw. It's 25-0 in favor of Minster as Salina heaves one from one side of the floor to the other. It goes out of bounds to Minster.
It's 13 turnovers now.
About the only downer for Minster so far, the young lady shaken up. And again, that was 22 Borgerding.
Borgerding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's an errant pass by Minster. Salina on the interception. Here come the Bulldogs down forecourt right. It goes into the corner on the plate of Luke. He starts to drive, pulls up, 10-footer short. Rebound yanked down by Westerbeck. On the giddy-up. Driving down the right side of the lane. Look at her speed toward the rim. What a play by Rosie Westerbeck. She took it 50 feet, would not be denied.
She's got 12 of the 27.
And Minster's on top, 27-0. 5:31 left. Second quarter of play. Another steal. It's Balmer for Minster. To Fisher. To Bringer at the foul line. 16-footer. Bingo! Courtney Bringer connects. Minster can do no wrong.
They have a running clock when it gets to... No, that's football. Never mind.
29-0 in favor of Minster. Here's Salina with an errant pass at the foul line. Minster with another steal. Down the floor to Fisher. She stops and pops from 16. Bingo! She makes another one. Minster on an unbelievable roll. And I'll echo what you just said a moment ago, Chuck. Lady Wildcats appear to be in midseason form.
And here's the trap defense as Lina steps across the timeline, Pringer on the steal. And as she glides ahead of players from Salina, a reach-in is called against the Bulldogs. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster substituting freely as Balmer and Pringer and Retkerman all come out. Baseline right. Ball will be fed inbounds by Westerbeck into the corner to Fisher, the three-point shooter. It's a lengthy one. High off the rim, no good. Strong rebound, low to the right. Back up and in by Paige Toby. Toby, a six-foot junior, is in off the bench. Sticks in the rebound shot. Minster blessed with depth and size as well, Chuck.
Yeah, he was talking. He said, I can come in 6'1", 6 feet off the bench.
Wow. What a pleasure to have that kind of substitute strength. Minster very deep. Every bit of 10 young ladies can play. Here's Salina inbounding. Foul line jumper. Right of the circle. Wide of the mark. No good. Good attempt by Robbins. Couldn't find the range. Rebound Minster. And it's knocked out of bounds by Salina on the far side. 4:18 to go in the second. 33-0 Minster. Inbounding the Wildcats. It goes to Fisher. Near side to Westerbeck. Posting up inside is Kogi. It goes to her, right back to Rosie, to Fisher, into Kogi. Kogi loses her man, spins, missed it. It rolled out. Rebound down to Salina. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane. And it's a player for the Bulldogs contacted going toward the rim. It's Lauren Jackson who made a good move. And that forced a foul from Minster. Common personal. Four on Minster. Ball out of bounds to Salina, left of the basket with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Ball thrown to Fark on the arc. Back out to Axman. Axman hits Lukey. Here's a cross-court pass in the corner. Dribbling on the play is Axman. Axman feeds it top of the circle to Braun. Foul line extended left. Here's a left-hand jumper by Robbins. It is bouncing off the rim. No good. Weak side rebound attempted by Salina. And a Bulldog player hits the deck. It's out of bounds off Minster. Don't think a foul was called there, Chuck.
Yeah, they called a foul.
Oh, they did?
I don't think it was the correct call, but at 33 to nothing, you don't complain much.
Inbounding Robbins for Salina. Tries to go to the head of the key from beneath the basket, and it's deflected. And picked off. Good hustle play by Paige Toby of Minster. Up ahead to Grace Butler, who's in now, 5'5 junior. 3:19 to go, second quarter, 33-0 Minster. Butler, top of the key. She's joined at guard now by Reagan Webker. Webker, 5'8 junior. Butler, a 5'5 junior, as I noted. Baseline drive by Webker. She's cut off. And here's a steal by Salina. Nice defensive play by Bailey Exman with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Stopping behind the arc and letting it fly from deep range for Salina is Brooke Robbins, and she's right on the money. Nothing but net. That's Salina's first fielder of the night. Robbins from outside gets a triple behind the arc, and it's 33-3 in favor of Minster. 2:37 left to go here in the second quarter. Here's an awkward driving layup going up hard by Minster. With the left hand is Paige Toby, overshot it. Good maneuver, though, by her to get to the rim. And Salina garnered the rebound with 2:18 to go in the second quarter. High right with the ball for Salina is Axman. Coming out to catch near side is Emily Braun. Being hounded by Butler. Foul line. The pass goes to Robbins. Robbins hits a cutter down low on the left, and we got a foul against Minster grabbing the arm as Bailey Exman caught the pass low on the left. Personal against the Wildcats, who make wholesale changes again with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Minster leading 33-3 as Westerbeck comes out for Minster. as does Toby. Ball inbounded by Salina, top of the circle, handled there by Cassidy Fark. Baseline right to Lupke. She's hemmed in, must get rid of it. Throws it across the bottom of the key. Nearly picked off by Minster. Gotten back on the play by Salina. Awkward shot by Jackson, wide right, but she's shellacked on the arm. And she will get two at the free throw line. Minute 48 left in the second, 33-3, our score. Free throw by Jackson, floats it up and in. 33-4, Minster leads. Ballmer back on the court for Minster as Kogi comes out. Give you an idea again, Chuck, of Minster's depth. Head coach Mike Wiss comes off the bench with 6-foot junior Taylor Kogi, who was the leading scorer in the opening game of the season this past weekend.
Well, in games like this, you think maybe as a fan you're not getting much out of this, but you're getting a lot of kids a lot of time on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot different playing out there than it is during practice. Mm-hmm.
Your players are getting a lot out of it. You're right. Here is Minster fumbling the ball away to Salina at the Wildcats' offensive end. The Wildcats fall back on defense. Salina forecourt to her right. Minute 25 left in the first half. It's Fark near the timeline with it. Fark looks for help. Goes down into the corner to the long three-point shooter, Jackson. It is no good. High off the flange. Rebound. Doug O'War for it in the lane. Tied up. Arrow favors Minster. Salina's got a field goal from Robbins, a couple free throws from Jackson for the 5 points. Minster leads 33-5. Salina in a zone as Minster comes forward. Outside the arc on the left, it's handled on the play by Butler. Butler on a weave to Ballmer, leans in, shot blocked. Good defensive play by Salina. Nice effort by Exman. Dribble drive down the lane. Jackson for Salina. Hands off to teammate Emily Braun. Now to Fark. 25 feet away. Exman's got it. Top of the circle. Weave to Jackson. 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. Jackson dribbling. Left hand down the lane. Blocked from behind by Minster. Taken away. Kendra Dean, spelled D-H-I-E-N, in now for Minster, a 5'8 junior. And she created the turnover. Minster ball with 21 seconds to go in the first half. Ballmer's got it 30 feet out. Ballmer hangs on as head coach Mike Wiss right in front calls out a play. Clock winding down, 12-11. Here's a cross-court pass to Ballmer. Straight away it goes to Butler. Butler launches one short, grazed the rim. Rebound beneath the basket. Nope, the ball is on the line to Salina. And the Bulldogs get it with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Jackson, 60 feet away. He's at the length of the floor. Short, no good. And the first half closes out. Minster 33, Salina 5 after 2. Minster Wildcats every bit as strong as we anticipated. Playing a very youthful Division II Salina team here tonight. And the powerhouse Division IV Wildcats have had their way, leading by 28 at the intermission break. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is upcoming. Minster with a lopsided lead over Salina after two periods here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions.
farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Minster up at 28 at the halftime break. We knew Minster would be pretty good, Chuck. In fact, we knew they'd be very good. Wildcats really, I think from our vantage point, have been maybe even more impressive than we anticipated.
Well, I mean, they're playing a team that's not real strong,
right?
Definitely not good ball handling, so their pressure has been outstanding. But the shooting, and you can just tell, they're not missing a beat with Coach Wiss as the head coach.
Let's take a look at the halftime numbers as Minster has rolled up 33 in two quarters of play.
Well, Minster has a 12-6 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive board. Salina turned it over 17 times in the first half. Minster turned it over 5. Minster 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Salina 2-for-2. Individual scoring, Brooke Robbins scored 3 for Salina, and Lauren Jackson hit both the free throws. They scored 0 in the first, 5 in the second for 5 at halftime. Minster led by Rosie Westerbeck with 12. Then they got 8 from Allie Fisher, 7 from Courtney Pringer, and the 2 each from Toby Borgerding and Kogi. They scored 18 and 15, 33-5 at the half.
Westerbeck with her 12, Chuck, has been the beneficiary of some pretty good assist-making by Minster. Do you think these young ladies have played together for a while now?
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, they just, you can just tell already that they like each other. They got a good attitude, and that's half the battle. I had some really talented teams that didn't really care for each other, and it made it tough to coach.
I don't think I've ever seen a girls' roster, Chuck, quite like this. Grace Butler off the bench is at 5'5". Everybody else, 5'7 and taller. In fact, 5'9 and taller, what, about 7 young ladies on the Minster varsity roster?
Yeah.
5'7", 5'8 and taller. And you've got 3 at 6 feet or better. Courtney Pringer at 6'2".
Well, I'm going to lobby already. I definitely want to see the Versailles Minster girls game.
During our break in just a few minutes, I'm going to check the schedule, find out when that is. In fact, I eyeballed that the other day. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We're about 3 minutes into our halftime. Minster leads Salina 33-5 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Chuck, in answer to your previous question, the Versailles-Minster girls basketball game is here on a Thursday night, January 26th.
I'll be here.
Oh, that should be quite a fine ball game. In fact, we've heard that Versailles, through scrimmages, has appeared to be in mid-season form as well, looking very sharp. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker has her team ready to go a distance in Division III. Again, our score at the break, Minster 33 and Salina 5. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal Equipment. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Tonight for Minster is Courtney Pringer, a sophomore, and Kelly Fark for the Salina Bulldogs. Courtney Pringer is the daughter of Dennis and Krista Pringer, 3.85 GPA. Active in track, the 200, 400, 4x4, 4x2 relays, Youth Leadership Association, Junior Fair Board, State Fashion Board 2, would like to pursue study at college in early childhood education. In fact, Courtney's father is Dennis Pringer, who teaches at Fort Loramie and coaches cross country, whose boys' cross-country team at Fort Loramie won the state tournament. For the Salina Bulldogs, as we mentioned, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer here tonight is Cassidy Fark. Cassidy is a junior, the daughter of Kelly and Kevin Fark. 3.95 GPA for Cassidy, outstanding student. Member of the National Honor Society, takes part in volleyball. Hobie Leadership Camp, Youth Leadership Association, Student Council. She'd like to pursue college at Bowling Green or Ohio State, possibly, and study psychology or psychiatry and emphasize her study in the field of eating disorders. Courtney Pringer of Minster, Cassidy Fark of Salina, our LaCal Equipment spotlight performers tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Minster basketball, we kick off play here in the third quarter. Westerbeck's got it 25 feet out. Around the top of the circle to Balmer. Skips it over the top to Fisher. Good pass down inside to Pringer. She powers to the rim. Unstoppable is Courtney Pringer on that play, and she gets a deuce.
They ran that play to perfection against the zone. Most people think he just moved the ball against the zone, but a lot of movement against the zone is really effective.
Mm-hmm. 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Minster stretches the lead to 30. Salina's got the ball deep in the left corner of the floor. It's entered down inside to Jackson. She powers up against the height of Minster. Left it short, no good. Rebound Wildcats. Oh, good ball movement. Straight away, Retkerman arches up a triple. Bouncing, no good. Pringer's got the rebound. Nice feed. Baseline left to Westerbeck. Shot is tipped. It goes out of bounds. Touched last on the play by Minster, given to Salina. And the Bulldogs have it. 6:50 left in the third. Jackson to midcourt for Salina. Veers to the right, picked up by Retkerman. Coming out to catch is Fart. Bounce pass, Exman. Near side, Jackson starts a drive, pulls up. Goes low on the right to teammate. Power move by Luke. He blocked on the play by Minster, taken away. Long lead out down to Westerbeck. Pulls up, baseline left. 12-footer off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Salina. Exman in backcourt, hands to Jackson. She brings it up over the timeline with 6:17 to go in the third. And Minster up 30. Right corner pass to Brooke Robbins. The left-hander's hemmed in. And before the five-second call is made, Salina gets a timeout. Just over six to play in the third quarter. 35-5 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
7-8, 2-7-0. But Chuck, we can see the improvement in Courtney Pringer. She was a very good-looking prospect as a freshman last year. A lot of talent, excellent potential. Wow, she has stepped it up since last season.
Yeah.
Very confident in the post now. Last year at times, wouldn't quite get her feet set. Footwork needed improvement. It's there, and she is just a sophomore.
Yeah, she's an impressive young lady. By the time she's a senior, she's going to be going somewhere.
Free throw line, Salina. Minster committed a foul on the inbounds pass by Salina, which resulted in a quick shot by Bailey Exman. Her first one is dead center. Second shot on target as well. And it's 35-7. Minster in the lead over Salina. Minster hoping that's the football score on Saturday in the state championship against Warren John F. Kennedy. Three-pointer, deep left corner. Ballmer, no, in and out. Struggle for the rebound. Out of bounds on the play to Salina. Baseline left of the basket. Or I should say off Salina. Baseline inbounds. Minster. Oh, a good feed. Pringer goes up strong, got it, off balance, made it anyway. Foul Salina.
Not sure how you lose her on an inbounds play. You know what they're getting ready to run.
Well, it looks to me like, Chuck, Courtney is so much more nimble.
Very, very mobile.
Extremely mobile is Courtney Pringer, 6'2", sophomore. Foul line, three-point play, yes. Hit the front rim and plopped over and in. 38-7, Minster leads. 5:42 left to go here in the third. Salina brings it down in the corner. It's Exman out between the rings. It goes to Fark. Hand off on the play to Robbins. 25 feet out, Exman dribbles with the left. And what do we have? A shove off in the lane. Looked like Lindsay Retkerman defensively for Minster held her ground. Jackson might have fouled. Turnover. And Minster will bring it down.
This is frustration. She's playing real tight defense and she just shoved off.
Fisher to Westerbeck, 25 feet out against the zone. Rotated left side to Fisher. Foul line extended left. Errant pass intended for Pringer in the post. Nice pickoff on the play by Lupke of Salina. Down the floor to Jackson. Pulls up on the arc. Deals behind her to Exman. Left hand dribble through the top of the key below the foul line. And reaching in is Pringer to force the tie-up. Aggressive effort by her. Salina will keep it. 5 minutes left in the quarter. 31-point lead, Minster. Emily Braun in, Bailey Exman out for Salina. Braun in off the bench, a 5'3 sophomore. Good inbounds play by Salina. It's fed to Braun, who banked it in 7 feet out. Good feed, Braun in the finish. Quickly, Minster down the floor. And guess who pulls up and sinks the 12-foot jumper? Nothing but net, Courtney Bringer.
Yeah, she did not have that in her game last year.
Nope. Looked like a wing player on that move. She
gathered herself. She went straight up and down. Yeah, it was smooth.
40-9, Minster in the lead. Salina's got the ball in the right corner. Here's Park trying a jumper, blocked away by Bringer. Bringer bolts down the floor, knocked away from her from behind. Good effort on the play by Braun of Salina. Bulldogs get it back. Dribble drive, right side of the lane. Jackson into the corner, fumbles it away. It goes out of bounds to Minster. Substitution for the Minster Wildcats. Bomber coming off the court. And Kogi is back in, the junior on the hardwood with Pringer, Westerbeck, Fisher, and Retkerman. Westerbeck, 25 feet out. Sizes up the three, doesn't shoot. Ball fed to Pringer in the post. Tries to go low to Kogi. It's wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds to Salina. Salina Bulldogs have it in backcourt. Under four to play in the third quarter. Bolting down the floor quickly as Jackson feeds it on top to Brooke Robbins. Outside the arc on the right, it's Braun. Out of Fark. Offense for Salina pushed all the way out to near midcourt. Fisher and Retkerman double-team Fark, who gets the pass away to Robbins. Into the left corner it goes. Knocked out of bounds by Minster. Two more changes for Minster. As Grace Butler and Paige Toby come in. Butler, a 5'5 junior. Toby, another one of those six-footers off the bench. 6 feet tall and a junior. With the ball is Lupke. Foul line extended left. Now dribbles top of the circle. Picks up her dribble. She's in some hot water. Gets a timeout called just before the official says 5 seconds had elapsed. 3:24 to go in the third. Minster up 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
So many thanks here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to both the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And these ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, On-Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We return to action. Missed jump shot by Jackson of Salina. Loose ball rebound foul against Minster. Salina ball baseline right, 2:45 to go. Third quarter, 40-9, Minster leads. inbounding. Lauren Jackson fires into the right corner to Brooke Robbins. Top of the circle to Braun. Braun stumbles. Loose ball picked up by Retkerman. Lead out down the floor to Kogi. Kogi to Westerbeck. Two-on-one break. She tries to finish. She's bodied and fouled. Ball rolls off, but Westerbeck earns two free throws. Looks to me like, Chuck, these young ladies from Minster have been playing quite a bit of ball over the summer. They are well-versed in this game. Free throw Westerbeck out to the left. No good. Kendra Thien checking back in for Minster off the bench as Retkerman is out. Thien, a 5'8 junior. Second foul shot, Westerbeck, good, swishing it. 41-9, Minster. Under 2.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Jackson driving hard down the floor for Salina. Pulls up low post right. Ball knocked away, she gets it back. Now veers off into the corner. Loops it near side to a teammate who nearly walked. It's Braun, and then Braun has it batted away. Here comes Thien down the floor for Minster to Westerbeck to Thien in the corner. Shot fake, pulls up, high arching 16-footer. Good! She nails it. Beautifully done by Kendra Thien, a 5'8 junior in off the bench.
Well,
boy, Minster not short of talent anywhere.
Well, I remember Thien and Kogi last year on the JV team, and I like to watch the JV players to see what's coming. Both of them were outstanding players for the Wildcats.
With Thien with a well-guarded jump shot, she faked to get out a little bit of trouble. She started that play about 20 feet from the rim, stepped inside the arc. Good switch off by Salina, which crowded her defensively. But still, Thien rose up and pumped in the jumper. And that was a fine play by her. We've seen a number of Minster players make very sharp plays in this contest tonight. Minster clearly in mid-season form. It's a well-knitted club, tightly connected, both offensively and defensively. Skill level is good. It's only going to get better as this season progresses. And it's a club blessed with experience. One, two, three, four, five seniors, but Chuck, a wealth of junior talent on this club, which means good news next year for Minster.
Well, and I was really impressed with their JV team in the first game.
Here is Minster forecourt to her right. Bad pass intercepted by Jackson of Salina. She bolts down the floor. There's contact near the rim. No foul call. Shot too hard. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds by Salina with 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Westerbeck will bring it down with teammate Grace Butler. She's over the timeline. Left side pass to Thien. Thien back to Butler, 25 feet away. High right to Westerbeck. She sizes up a three. Rimmed it out to the right. No good. Rebound stuck up there by Kogi. No good. Attempted by Paige Toby. It missed. Kogi and Toby tried to no avail. Rebound down to Salina. 20 seconds to go in the third. Baseline left. Open jump shooter is X-Man. Missed it off the rim. Rebound down to Westerbeck of Minster. She scurries down the floor, pulls up on the arc. Good look inside to Kogi. Kogi hands off to Butler. In Tresalina with four to go in the quarter.
Stay with her.
Dribbling X-Man down the floor. Hits a cutter in the lane. Back to the basket. Lupke, who can't get the shot off as the quarter closes. Minster 43, Salina 9 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start the fourth quarter of play. Salina in the road green with the ball to our left. It's Cassidy Fark for the Bulldogs, picked up on the play by Fisher of Minster. 43-9, Minster leads. 30 feet out, X-Men's got it. Top of the circle, Braun, left side pass to Fark. Starts to the top of the key, foul line. Then gives it to the trailer behind her, X-Men. Now here's Fark 25 feet out. 30 seconds gone in the quarter. Trying to squeeze between a couple players is Robbins. Does get to the baseline, then it's tied up, and the arrow faces Minster. Minster Wildcats have performed extremely well here tonight against a very young, outmanned Salina team, which will get progressively much better as the season moves along. This is a Salina team which has split two games, losing to MacPho Coldwater, but beating MacPho St. Henry by a point, 26-25. And lo and behold, right in front of us, in off the bench, Reagan Webker connects on a long three-pointer, Chuck, for Minster.
That's a real long two-pointer.
A lengthy deuce just inside the arc. Webker drills one in. Everybody for Minster getting into the act. This is a team in Division IV girls basketball that, Chuck, has to be every bit as deep as any other Division IV squad in the state.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to play their second team.
Miscue down to her left by Salina. Minster gets it back. Fisher outside the arc on the left. Goes near side to Webker. Webker on the bounce. Back to Fisher. 6:26 to go in the fourth. Webker in the right corner. Pitch and catch with Fisher. Webker again goes into the post. Back to the basket. Toby maneuvers. Double team. Can't shoot. Minster back on the arc. Reverses it. Skip pass. Cross court. 15-foot jump shot in the air. Yes, by Luthman. Luthman's on the money. Savannah Luthman, 5'10 senior, gets into the scoring column. 47-9, Minster, 5:50 left in the game. Dribbling for Salina is X-Men. X-Men to Braun, left-hand dribble. Picked up very tightly on the arc by Webker. Salina gives it up to Robbins, enters the top of the circle, foul line, eye-arching lefty, off to the right of the rim, no good. Strong rebound down inside by Lupke. She's bothered and fouled. Lupke gets two. Couple free throws here for Maddie Lupke. Minster's next game 1 week from tonight in the MAC as conference play begins. Minster at Parkway. Couple three dribbles by Lupke. She pumps it up and no good. Hit the front rim, backboard, front rim again, and fell to the floor. Maddie Lupke, a 6-foot sophomore for Salina, whose varsity roster features 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores, 3 juniors, and a couple of freshmen, not a senior, on the varsity roster list for the Salina Bulldogs. Head coach Steve Bader, in his second year as the varsity coach, 20 years coaching the game of hoops in the Salina system, and at Van Wert, where he spent some time. Here's a long jump shot on the play by Thien of Minster. After Salina missed a couple free throws, Thien hits a long two-pointer.
And as you remarked, Chuck, Kendra, a very good JV player a year ago, is sporting high marks in this game. She's made the most of her minutes, what, at least a couple field goals for her, right?
She's two for two.
Uh-huh. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Salina forecourt to her left. Minster nearly steals, knocks it out. Luthman in with Balmer, Kogi, Thien on the floor, along with Butler for Minster. And here's Salina unable to get the ball inbounds. Head coach Steve Bader takes a timeout. 4:48 to play in the fourth. 40-point lead for Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Don't forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, boys action in the Shelby County League kicks off. Anna at Fort Loramie. Tip off at 8. Webcast time online on the web is at 7:40 here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Saturday afternoon, it's Jackson Center at Rushi Girls, 2:30 tip. On the web online at 2:10. Saturday night, St. Henry from the MAC at Rushi in boys play. 7:30 tip-off on the web online at 7:10 on Saturday evening. Minster with the ball to our right. It is Balmer methodically working the ball around the top of the circle. Weaves to Butler. Baseline left. Here's a short jumper by Kogi. Hits the rim. Comes down into the hands of Salina. Ball whipped ahead into the corner. To X-Men, bounce pass to Fark, top of the circle. Gives it up on the play to Riley Cox, a 5'7 freshman who's in now. Now to Fark, foul line extended right. Here's a step back, deuce. It is rolling off, no good. Rebound inside, tried on the play by Sydney Howell, a 5'5 freshman, couldn't get it to go. Minster snared the board. Quickly down to Luthman, post up move. Good, but Luthman of Minster. Fine feed by Balmer. Luthman was in position. She locked up that spot on the post, hustled down floor, got the entry pass, turned and dropped it through. 51-9, Minster. And here's a foul over guarding right in front of the Salina bench against Regan Webker of Minster. Bulldogs have the basketball, inbounded to Braun, 40 feet out, reaching in for Minster is Webker. She gets both mitts on the ball. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow says Salina will keep it with 3:15 to go in the fourth. Ball inbounded between the rings, handled there by Cox of Salina. Cox on the right-hand dribble, goes down into the corner to Howell. Howell defended pretty well by Balmer. Howell goes baseline right. Awkward shot. Hit the side of the glass. Rebound down to Minster. Here's a quick three-on-two break intended for Luthman. Broken up by Salina. And it goes out of bounds to the Wildcats with 2:54 to play. Here's the ball thrown in. Deep left corner. Reagan Webker open. Missed it long. Rebound off the shoulder of a Salina player. And Minster will throw it in beneath the basket with 2:50 to go. Ball inbounded down inside. Forced up shot by Kogi, no good. Rebound weak side by Luthman, it's too hard. And Salina comes away with it with 2:40 to go in this game.
up ahead to Cox. 51-9 Minster, deep in the right corner, handled there by Fark. Fark dribbles, foul line extended right. Across the top of the key to Cox. Cox goes baseline left, running one-hander, short, no good. Rebound bobbled by Minster, touched by Salina, goes out of bounds. And the Wildcats will have it. Two more white jerseys in now for Minster. Dean back on the court. Toby back in as well. Here comes Toby down the floor. Near side pass goes to Butler. Between the rings to Webker. 25 feet away, Thien. Here's a pass baseline right to Toby. She floats one up for 15 and swishes it. Wow.
It's an outstanding shooting basketball team.
Yep. Chuck, I'll reiterate, I knew Minster would be good, maybe even very good here tonight. Wildcats are more impressive than we thought. Very strong performance. Here's a coughed up basketball by Salina. Minster gets it back. Salina pokes it away and steals. Near side pass goes to Fark. Fark fakes right, goes left. Forces one up from 6 feet. Good defense by Minster. Shot short, no good. Wildcats come away with it. Bolding down the floor, Allie Borgerding. My mistake, that's not Allie, that's Kendra Thien, 23. Here's a three-point shot straight away by Grace Butler, and she swishes it. How many different young ladies have scored for Minster?
10 now.
Minute five to go in the game, 56-9 Minster. As 10 individuals are in the book, having scored at least a point for the Wildcats. As Chuck noted just a moment ago, the jump shooting from everybody has been razor-sharp midseason form. Deep in the left corner, dribbling for Salina is Jackson. She gets beneath the basket, slides to the floor, and she's guilty of walking. Minster will bring it down with 42 ticks left on the clock. 56-9, Minster leads. 25 feet out, it is Reagan Webker. Left side pass goes to Thien. Near side to Butler. Ball looped across the top of the key. Good dish down inside to Toby. With the left hand, she scores it and she's fouled. Nifty play by Paige Toby of Minster. She was crowded. Good defense by Salina. But Toby muscled it up and in anyway. 23.3 to go. Toby fouled in the act of shooting. Foul shot upcoming. It is on the way short. Hit the rim twice. Oh, good hustle by Minster. Saved inbounds by Thien. On the arc, three-point shot. Good by Reagan Webker. Wow, all-star performance all the way around by Minster here tonight. 61-9 with 6 seconds left. Minster leading Salina by 52. Salina deep in the left corner. Minster gets a hand on it. It goes out of bounds. 4.5 to go. Bulldogs inbound below the rim. Again, Minster strikes it out of bounds. 3.7 left. Hit off the bench for Salina. Emma Lutz, a 5'7 sophomore. And this time the ball is inbounded. Salina loses it. It goes out of bounds to Minster. In backcourt, it goes to Butler. She walks at the center court at the Wildcats logo, and that is it. The Minster Wildcats, highly talented here in 2016-17, whip Salina, the D4 Wildcats over the D2 Salina Bulldogs in convincing fashion, 61-9. Chuck, have we talked about Brookins here yet tonight on scoresbroadcast.com?
We have not.
We have not.
But boy, am I hungry, and that chicken would be awfully good right now.
I'll take a moment to highlight Brookins. You can tabulate some final stats before we return to close out this webcast here tonight. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins in downtown Fort Loramie. Your food is always cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait for that freshly cooked food. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years.
putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. Chuck, in convincing fashion, Minster defeats Salina tonight. The Minster girls 61, Salina 9. And the Minster scorebook is filled with names of young ladies, about all of whom scored.
10 out of 12 scored.
They were led by Courtney Pringer, who scored 14 with not a ton of playing time because of the big score. 13 by Westerbeck. They got 8 out of Allie Fisher. We didn't talk about her much before the game. That young lady can just flat out play. And then they got, there's too many scored. I got 6 from Toby. I got 5 from Webker. 4 from Luthman.
Mm-hmm.
4 from Thien. I'm sorry. 3 from Butler. And then 2 each from Borgerding and Kogi. They scored 61 for the game. On the other side, Salina was shut out in the first and the fourth quarters. Excuse me. They were led by Robbins with 3, 2 each from Jackson Braun and Lupke. Taylor Kogi for the Minster Wildcats was the leading scorer in Minster's first game this past weekend against Kaleida. She pumped in 14. She was the low lady on the totem pole tonight with only 2. That gives you an idea of Minster's amazing balance. As you mentioned, Courtney Pringer with 14 tonight, Chuck. I think in terms of actual minutes played, not much more than a half, if that. Minster ran the break extremely well, shared the ball nicely. The jump shooting was dynamite. Tenacious defense as always. We saw it game after game, year after year from head coach Nan Steckscholtz's teams. No different under head coach Mike Wiss.
Well, I think the thing that impressed me the most was the fact of how well they shot the ball from the outside in their only second game of the season.
Yep.
They turned Salina over 29 times. That's going to get you. They only had 26 rebounds. But if you turn the other team over 29 times, they're not shooting the ball for you to rebound anyway. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I was looking at their stats, and I know in their first game they shot only about 47%. Might be a spot where they need to pick it up a little bit. But all in all, second game of the season, that was an outstanding performance.
Again, tomorrow night we've got boys action for you from Fort Laramie. Anna boys play the Redskins at the Fort Laramie gym. Tip-off at 8. We've got the webcast online on the web at 7:40 p.m. tomorrow night. Chuck, very difficult to select our Clancy stars of the game. You could choose 8 or 9 young ladies from Minster for sure. You got 2 starred right there.
Well, I'm just looking at that Pringer. I mean, I'm just looking forward to watching that young lady continue for the next 3 years. She is just going to be a stud. And then Rosie Westerbeck, she scored 13, scored most of hers early. She had 12 at the half. But, you know, they didn't need her to score.
Nope.
And that's our 2 Clancy stars of the game. But you're right. Allie Fisher could have been also one of them. Reckerman played an outstanding floor game, even though, I mean, she started. She didn't score. One of the
right.
two that didn't score.
How about Paige Toby off the bench, the 6-foot junior?
That's 6.
Oh, she was dynamite, I thought.
Yep.
Kendra Thien swished 2 jump shots. Maybe the only 2 shots she took.
She was 2 for 2. I just telling you. And you have to understand, with a 60-point game,
the basket look huge when you're out there shooting it. It gets a little tighter if it's a close game. But tonight, boy, that was about as well as they can play.
Yeah, Regan Webker, who is a 5'8" junior, walks in off the bench in the fourth quarter, drains her first deuce, and then drops in a long triple.
Yeah, I didn't even count the threes. They had two. Well, I actually had four for the game, but Fisher hit two in the first quarter, and then in the fourth quarter they hit two more. But the way they turned the ball over, turned Salina over, and the way they shot the ball, they didn't need to shoot threes.
Virtually everybody on this Minster roster, Chuck, looks comfortable from 12, 15 feet on out to points behind the arc. All of them.
Yeah.
Look like they feel really good about taking that shot.
Yeah, they share the ball really well. I like that, too. So we're going to go with Westerbeck and Pringer as our Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The next contest for Mike Wiss Minster Wildcats, the ladies of Minster, next Thursday, 1 week from tonight, on the road at Parkway, as the Black and Orange kick off their Midwest Athletic Conference season.
And good luck to the Wildcats in their state championship football game. We saw them play early, a missed extra point. They would have lost to Fort Laramie, and what a turnaround for this football team.
At 2-4 at one spot in the season and facing Coldwater.
Yep, and then they thumped Coldwater. They thumped Coldwater. And from that point on, they didn't look back.
Let's see, eight straight wins since? Would that be right? This is game 15 coming up. Minster's played 14.
Yep, 10-4 now, so that would have been 8-0.
8-0. There you go.
All right.
And a lot of credit to head coach Garen Stokes and his staff.
No doubt.
Yep, they deserve a whole
job.
Brett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow night, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Minster. Our final score, the powerhouse Minster Wildcats 61, Salina 9.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County. This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.